001. Yeah, so I don't know if the same people are here today as last night, so there's almost no point in my saying it. I think you are, though.
So, we didn't finish the Mishnah.
I know, I want to make a point, but it's a point of clarification of last night, but nobody was here last night, so there's no point in clarifying. You won't know what I'm talking about.
I probably won't know anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Funny, actually, the safer in the growth, so when selling sperm,
what is sperm?
Nikios. The whole thing about selling sheshbo before,
it's called Machnecha. No, it's called something Machnecha. Something is Machnecha, yeah. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't tape this one. Yeah, so there was a suffix. What was that? There was a suffix the Mechaber in Siman Pei talks about someone who can't, either because of an illness or because of something you ate, if you've ever experienced this in your life, you have what's called flatulence. You have to keep passing wind. So, the truth is if you know beforehand that you have to pass wind, you're not allowed to put on tefillin. And that's the din of tefillin tzorek gufnaki. In fact, you're not allowed to be mefiach in tefillin. Tefillin, it's not a question of being mefiach and waiting till the reach ra goes away. You're not allowed to be mefiach and tefillin. You have to hold yourself back. Someone asked last night, it's clear there's no bal teshaktsu to stopping yourself from being mefiach. Okay. Mechaber is talking about a scenario in Siman Pei where you know you'll have to be mefiach during Kriya Shema or davening or tefillah, Shemoneh Esrei. You know beforehand that you will. It's not clear, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down Achronim that on Mispale, why is this a concern by Kriya Shema? In other words, let's say there wouldn't be a special din. So you'd say, go daven, go there, wait, not if, I'm talking about the guy sure. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Aleph spoke out, if you just think you will, go ahead and daven. But if you know you will, and you may fiach, so you stop, that's the din. And you wait till the reach ra goes away. If you know that by the time the reach ra goes away, you'll be mefiach again, that's the kind of thing. So then it would make sense to say, you're not allowed to daven. But, okay, so you'll say, well, maybe that's the case with the mechaber, where you know that you'll have to be mefiach, and the reach ra won't go away until you're mefiach again. It's not like that. Why? How do I know? Because then it's not a question, you're not allowed to daven. Then, of course you're not allowed to daven, because you're not allowed to daven, because of the reach ra. It's not a question of, and the mechaber is not mashma, he makes a whole big deal out of it. Mutav, it's better, shayabiv, man kriyashim utfilo, velo yuspalel, mimashi yuspalel beloy gufnoki. It's not a question of gufnoki. If the circumstances won't allow you to daven because of the issur of reach ra, but the truth is that's also not, it's not a question of gufnoki. But the Mishnah Berurah makes two points here, which clarifies the whole thing. Even though we're still left with a suffix, as we were left with a suffix last night, yesterday, which I clarified. The Mechaber is talking derech akroi. It happened, you ate something that didn't agree with you when it happened. But you have sometimes an older person who's sick and it's chronic. So when it's chronic, then it's not so poshut. It's not so poshut because he should never say Kriya Shema his whole life. He should never daven. Like, doesn't make sense. Oh. Now, the truth is, it makes it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says it one way, and Shubas are Ramah, and the Prichodesh says it a different way. And that's what we weren't sure last night. What do I mean? The Ramah says, if it's chronic, then the Reach Ra of Hafacha, when it's Reach Ra She'ein Lo Iker, is only Medirabonon. Because it's Reach Ra She'ein Lo Iker, it's called. It has no real source. So Medirabonon, you can't daven by that Reach Ra. So you should be mevatel your whole life, like it should be doichik kriyashma, which is the araisa, or tefillah, which is so important. He says it's a mitzvah derabim. So it doesn't make sense. So the Mechaber must be talking about just Derech HaKroy.
If there is moving, if the problem is there, why couldn't he just move?
During Shmona Esrei, he'll be Mefiach again. He'll be Mefiach again. By the time he gets anywhere, he'll be Mefiach again. By the time the Reach Rav dissipates, that's what we're talking about. The Ramah says, even in such a case, that's the Chiddush of the Ramah, the Chuvus of Ramah, even in such a case, so you should go ahead and say Kriya Shema. No, someone comes to you, a Shaila, person that chronically has that. You have an old age homes. You have all sorts of things. I don't know if you've ever been in old age homes. You have people that, yeah. So the Ramah holds Yishadavim. The Ramah holds Yishadavim. If it's chronic. The Prichadosh, I'm sorry, the Prichadosh or Primagodim, hold on. Prichadosh. Prichadosh holds no. The Prichadosh says it differently. He says if it's chronic, so you just daven, and when it happens, you stop and you wait, and the Reach Rav goes away, and then you continue davening. Dishkeferlach. So I clarified, the Achrayim talk about, like, is there a machlokes here between the Ramah and the Prichadosh? Obviously, there's a machlokes. I mean, there's clearly a machlokes if it's chronic. What do you do? That's clear. If it's chronic, there's a machlokes. The Chuvus of Ramah holds you should daven anyway and say Kriya Shema anyway and just be over the Issa Derabbanan because it's Doche. The Chi of Kriya Shema, the Araisa, and the importance of Tefillah, that's Doche. So you should go ahead. Well, the Prichadosh holds no. That's how he says it. But the Achroinim say, in the Mechaber's Din, where it's not chronic, it's just a Mikre, something didn't agree with you, something's going to last for 2 days. You got some sort of virus even.
That's considered yes chronic or not?
It's no, not chronic. The chronic is called like for, you know, lasting for you're never going to say Christmas. No, I'm sure not. I'm sure even a week is not. The Mishnah Berurah makes it sound like okay, so you say, what about for a year? So for a year, you go ask Rav Yashiv. You know, what about for a year? Okay. Wait, let me finish. I'm in the middle of a point. I'm sorry. So it seems like the Mechaber, everybody's moda at the Mechaber's case is even if you could solve, even in the Prichadosh scenario. Now, the Ramah is also moda that even in the Prichadosh scenario where you can deal with it, you'll just wait for the Reach Rav to go away, but it's called no gufnaki. That everybody agrees that on an ad hoc basis, we'll call it. It's a mikra. You're not allowed to daven if you know for sure you'll be mefiach, even if you could deal with it by waiting for the Reach Rav to dissipate. You're omid l'fam melech, it's not kavod, and you just don't do it. You skip davening and you daven mincha twice. Even the Ramah's mode that even the Ramah that in chronic holds you could even violate an Issur Rabbanon, but if not chronic, if mikra, then he's mode even if you could deal with it beheter, so to speak, but you don't daven if you know you're going to be mefiach because it's not covered. It's called eino gufnaki, just like you can't put on tefillin with no gufnaki, so you can't daven with eino gufnaki. The Mechaber, the truth is, says Kriya Shema also. That, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Achroinim, they have a big problem with that. It's not logical. You're not Omid Lefnei HaMelech. It's not a logical din. I mean, it's not Mestavr, it's a Shver. It's a Shver, a Mechaber, they all argue with the Mechaber. Since you don't have that inyan of Omid Lefnei HaMelech, so we won't care as much. Now, Avadi will have to deal with it. Because the din would be when it happens. So I'm left with this suffix. What would the Ramah hold by a one-time shot of Kriya Shema? What happens if you went ahead and said Kriya Shema because you're not Omid Lefnei HaMelech and it happened, but it's not dissipating. You keep on being Mefiach. So even on a one-time basis, would the Ramah say, heck with the Issa D'Rabbanan, you're doing a Chi of D'Oraisa? That's what's not clear. By Kriya Shema. By Tefillah, don't daven. You're not supposed to daven. It's wrong. Gufnaki. Tefillah, we know. Kriya Shema, the Mechaber says, don't say Kriya Shema. But according to the Achronim that argue with that, because it's the Araisa, it's not Shaya, you should forget about a mitzvah of the Araisa even once. because you're not going to be the Fan Melech. Oh, but what about on a one-time shot? So you'll tell me why am I Musupik? A D'oraisa is Doicha D'Rabbanon, for sure. We do find many times that a D'Rabbanon, right? Rabbanon, you know, Yesh Koyach Be'at Chachamim Lakadomim and Ator B'Shev Al Taisa. Don't blow Shoifa, don't sit in the Sukkah. Not don't sit in the Sukkah, I'm sorry. Don't blow Shoifa, don't take a Luluf. So maybe they said don't say Kriyashma. So okay, that's not so clear. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah is really Paskin's not like the Mechaber. So seven Igeya Kriyashma, even on a one-time basis, go ahead and say, oh no, but it's still a Sofer. Let's say you have no way of dealing with it. Eistus, is the din that you should violate the Issa D'Rabbanan? That's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah. That you should violate on a one-time basis the Issa D'Rabbanan of saying Kriyashma when there's a Reach Rash Ein Lo Makor, in order to do the mitzvah, the arise of Kriyashma, that you don't see in the Mishnah Berurah that the Achronim hold. Because that's a different paragraph. So there's one paragraph he says the Achronim argue about Kriyashma, and then in a different paragraph he brings down this Ramon Prichadash. So that remains a Shaila, is this. We should go ask a Posek, according to the Mishnah Berurah's Maskana. Just to be clear, according to Mishnah Berurah's Maskana, that even on a one-time basis, you don't stop saying Kriyashma because of Hafacha. Because you're not only Midlethnei Melech, but what happens if you can't deal with it, with the Reach Rah dissipating? So maybe there your point comes into play, that how's it shy in such a case? Bishlam Mishman Esrei, you're really not allowed to walk away. Yes. But Kriyashma, you can always walk away, so you can always walk away. I don't know, you need Dalet. Oh, and Reach Rah Shein L'Makor, Gravda, you do not need Dalet Amos mi Mokom Shekola Horeach. You only need Mokom Shekola Horeach. But what happens if it happens? Punkt, it's like that. It's just a shaila. It's not clear. It's not clear. Okay. Another shaila for Bogash.
It's not filling for sure.
Filling for sure. Filling is much worse. Here we're talking, you're not allowed to put on the chatchil if you know you're going to be meifiach. By tefillin, even if there's no such thing, but you have to be meifiach, you have to take off your tefillin if you can't hold yourself back. You're not allowed to be meifiach and tefillin. Ain't no gufmaki, you're not allowed to be wearing tefillin. Shmoneh Esrei, you have to stop davening. If I'm saying tefillin, you have to take it off. So Shmoneh Esrei also, you have to stop davening. Be meifiach, wait for the reach rah to go away and continue davening. But Shmoneh Esrei is a chiddush that if you know for sure it's going to happen, even if you can deal with it, you know, and the Ramah is moided to that. That's what I clarified today. That was on something like mine. The Ramah also holds, even if you can deal with it better, so to speak, you're not allowed to daven if you know for sure you're going to be mefiya. It's very nageya. I mean, you know, in nursing homes, it's really, really nageya. And the truth is, people get sick, eat something that doesn't agree with you, and you stay out of polite company for the next day. But it's not that unusual. Okay, let's go by them. Tayalus. So yes, cotton. This is also Nageya of kids and diapers. Cotton. Oh, this is very Nageya because they eat Cheerios at an early age. Cotton shehigia leklal. He reaches the age sheacher kayotzebo, that another child his age yochol lechol kazayas dogon b'chdeish yuchol gadol lechol achilas pras. In other words, we're talking about, we'll call it 9 minutes, just for argument's sake. 3 minutes, we'll call it 3 minutes, for argument's sake. V'deish yuchel gadol lechol achilas pras, we'll call 3 minutes. So you can eat a kazayas dogon in 3 minutes. So he's that age.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't understand that age.
When a cotton is of an age where another cotton of his age, you don't need that he eats.
Okay.
You don't need to
yak. Him, actually.
Well, we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, you do. We're going to see. But what the Mechaber means is that when you have a cotton that is of age, that's the age that a cotton can eat a kazayas of Cheerios in 3 minutes. That's around 1 month old. Marchikin mitzol also omi meimei ragwa. See, by a bris, meikar adin, no matter what the cotton did, the moil can make a bracha, no matter what. Because his soa and meiraglayim are meaningless, even though it's brought down alpi kovo, you should wipe everything away and make sure everything's clean. But alpi din, it does not have a din of soa. or Meraglayim. Sounds disgusting, at least. Yosef Da'as, Yosef Machel. That's the operative sentence here. The Gemara says, as you get more intelligent, your tzoa becomes more disgusting. Yosef Das, Yosef Machel. That's the Gemara's like rule of thumb for the concept of the halacha. That's how it is. So well, that's the connection. So think about it. That's the pasuk the Gemara quotes. Yosef Das, Yosef Machel. You're more intelligent. We know already from many things that the more choshev you are, the more repelling is your psolus, right? And the more a Jew's maisim ra'im, that kind of psolus, we know, are much more repelling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a guy's maisim ra'im, even if they're also. So the higher up. Yeah. So this has a physiological reflection in halacha too, in part of the physical body. The more intelligent you are, the older you get. So when a cotton reaches l'chal das, that's what it's called. That's what the Gemara calls it. When he really reaches the chaldas, because we're not talking about a gadol being a 13-year-old. Mishnah Berurah says 6 or 7 years old. Then it doesn't matter if he ever ate dagon in his life. His parents could have been raising him on tomatoes and vegetables. When he reaches 6, 7 years old, his soa has a din of soa, his meraglaim has a din of meraglaim. It's repellent, it's disgusting, it's whatever it is, it's the physiology of the body. It's interesting that it's connected with das. The Gemara connects it to das. As his intelligence develops, his soa, his psolus of his body, becomes, it's really the physiological, the physiology of the stomach. It has to do. What? At what age is animal tzoa tzoa?
Animal tzoa doesn't have...
Yeah, it doesn't say you need das. The dynamic by a person that we say a cotton tzoa is okay, and when he gets older it's not okay, and it doesn't matter what he ate, if he reaches... The Gemara connects it to das. I don't know, Pshat. This particular bit. I never saw by an animal, I would say an animal gathers a gadol, so to speak. An animal has, I think as soon as it's born, it probably has the equivalent human das of a 6-year-old. So animals pretty much, as soon as they're born, they're like off and running. Maybe like 2-3 days, they need the mother. After that, they're like, bye, mom. I don't know if it's 2-3 days, we'll slip in when we need it. Anyway, we're talking about a cotton in Sifal. And realize that a cotton does not mean under bar mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah. That's the cotton of Gadol, afilu in yochol klal dogon, or even if he never did, he never ate any dogon. Marchichim mitzawasu mimei meiragol. Gadol mikulin in zem mizuk about 6, 7 years old. So the whole thing we're talking about now is under 6, 7. 6, 7, we don't care what he ate, what he could eat, what he did eat, doesn't matter. Once you're 6 or 7, because he's called a bar das. Now, what about this cotton that's below 6, 7? We'll talk about a 5-year-old. Let's officially, just to make it easier, we'll talk about a 5-year-old. So, we have to look what 5-year-olds eat in that locale. Not in that neighborhood, maybe in that country with that climate place, that's, you know, how healthy he is. Now, if you read the Mechaber, you would think that if he's that age, so it's already his soa. Mishmur says that's not the pshat in the Mechaber. Mechaber just means if he's that age, we assume he taka ate. But Salomar, Abba Bishmuri, in other words, the real, when you're that young, so the only thing that produces repellent soa is dogma. Hamashis mean a dogma. That also has to do with das, by the way. But the Gemara considers dogon brain food. And it also is kosher of das. And when the sugya, you'll see that. Interesting thing. So now the Mishnah Berurah says if he's 5, again, I'm using 5 to mean cotton. So what the Pshat in the Mechaber, he goes, what's wrong? We didn't see him eat. But we assume he ate. That's what the Mechaber means. Even though from reading the Mechaber, you would make a mistake. And you would say, that's the age that his soa is soa. But that's not true. The age where your soa is 6, 7. We're talking about below that, like 5. So it depends if you taka 8. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you reach, if kids that age eat Cheerios, so we assume he also ate Cheerios. Oh, you ate Cheerios, then your tzoa is tzoa. When you're older, then the stomach produces tzoa, that's disgusting tzoa, no matter what you ate, even if you ate tomatoes. But at a younger age, you need to have eaten doggon. We assume you ate doggon if kids your age eat doggon. But tzoloma, abadish lorim ulazesh achal, kivin sha'ache kayotzi ba. Yachol lechol, mistama gam hu yachol lechol. Yeah. Vafilu men yachol lechol, and it means, and we assume he did. Vafilu men yachol lechol, alayi de bishol. He needs made into porridge or farina or whatever. Mikri achila. Beech nut. Avalam akot nu cholush. If we know that he didn't eat, you'll do a lot of shiny yachol lechol, because I have achila's cross. Ein tzorach lahach, which will also, umay meragwa, afilu hu ben gimel vadalat shonim. Because if he didn't eat, then if you're that young, the tzoa is not tzoa. Ushim yomav lohoye yachol lechol tzayif v'teyachil v'spas. Avol lohoye yachol lechol pa'amechod, once he at one point in time could, v'chakach mechlash v'ni yachol, v'afilu lo'ochol dogon zayom rabbi. We're not talking about the tzoa has to be the product of the tzolas of dogon. That is not the job. At least that's not how we passing. You learn the sugi, you'll see a big machlokes in Yerushalayim. But we're passing that it's not the pshat that tzoa has to be the product of dogon. Once he ate dogon once in his life, then his tzoa is tzoa. So b'vaday tzoa zuei nevomi dogon, he come from dino kedogdo, like a 6-year-old. Shetzarech kamed lahachim tzofim emei raglo, even if he never ate dogon in his life. V'yoser mizeh, afilum be'etzem lo achalak. Now he says a bigger chiddush. Not like I said before. Even if he didn't eat dogon ever, and he's 5 years old, but he could have. So some aser, some say that the tzoa is tzoa. In other words, you don't need that he actually ate, like I just said before, when he's five. You just need that he's capable of eating. The yesh makilin b'katan when he's five. If we know that this tzoa is not a product of dogon, koshkin if we know he never ate. But lemaisa, you should be machmir and be marchik even mitzoas katan kazeh. That at that age they eat, even if you know he didn't eat, you should be machmir. But the eved you don't daven over, even though by tzoa, if you should have checked and you didn't check, you have to daven over. But here, by this cotton that is young, five, and he never ate, so it's a suffix, so you don't daven over. But if you know he ate, even only at one point in his life, you know he ate a cup of Cheerios, then his tzoa is tzoa and you have to daven over, even with the ever. It's very nogeya, kids, you know, in diapers. If you should have checked in the house with kids, you should check, I think. You should always check. So the house becomes a, and therefore you have to daven over if it turns out you daven within Dalai Lamas of a dirty diaper. If he's old enough that a kid his age, let's talk about halacha l'maisa. If he's old enough that a kid his age, if a kid his age eats dogon b'chtei achilas pras, then even if he didn't, it's a suffolk in the Mishnah Berurah, when he's this young, below 6-7, it's a suffolk. Don't daven, maybe it isn't the oraisa, but you don't daven over. If he did eat, at one time in his life, he ate Cheerios, dogon b'chtei achilas pras, he ate a piece of white bread, dogon, kazayas in 3 minutes, 4 minutes, then, if one time in his life he did it, even if he is below 6-7, you have to daven over if you should have checked.
It's in the diaper. It's in the diaper.
Then there's other halachas. If it doesn't smell and it's covered by the diaper, then it's okay. If it's mechusa, if the tzoya is mechusa and there's no reyach ra, then it's okay.
So
when you're making kiddush Friday night, and your wife says, uh-oh, wait a second. Oh. You know, so the truth is, if you can't smell it, it's okay. It's covered by the diaper.
Can't smell it?
Oh, so I don't count, because my nose is always stuffed, and I can't smell anything. I have a very hard time making vermine besan in Motzei Shabbos. Many times I feel I really shouldn't make it. I could sit there for 30 seconds, shaking the besan and crushing them. We really have to buy almost a fresh bottle of cinnamon every Shabbos. I just shouldn't make the bracha. Someone else should make the bracha. Okay. So I don't count. But if your wife herself has to go, wait a second, and she goes, so, and she doesn't have to do that. You can make it. And how old is the kid that she was in? Oh. All of this is if it doesn't smell. If it has a reyach ra, then even if he's young, and he never ate dogon, and an equivalent kid of that age does not eat dogon, but it pump smells, it's a dioraisa. Dioraisa. It's called reyach ra sheish lo makor. It comes from solas, and the dioraisa, you can't say a dog is a big douche in front of it.
It's still
to
the reyach ra, even if they've never had the
chemishin. It's a reyach ra. It's repelling. It comes from psolas. It's not like a skunk. You're right. If it smells, it's a problem. Usually it doesn't have reyach ra. Usually it goes together. The Gemara is not. Usually no dog. I promise I have to go to Chofetz Chaim. Do you maybe have a kohen? Maybe. Can you take me over to 27 Maor? I got a pup in there. Can I ask you a favor?